Get on to that big inflation story with Kevin Lings this evening. But first, a really big recovery in profits for the banking sector generally. Today, Nedbank, being the first of the big four banks to come out with results showing that it's growing its client base and getting its dividend back to levels before COVID. Mike Brown, the chief executive at Nedbank, is with us this evening. We got the cost of living rocketing, Mike. We are stuck with a big jobs crisis, massive inequality. Yet it would seem as if your customer at Nedbank is actually quite resilient.
Thanks. Good evening, Bruce. Yes, certainly our customer base has proven to be resilient in these challenging times. We've certainly seen, you know, in particular, the middle income and perhaps slightly upper income customer base has used the COVID period to accumulate some savings, which gives them a little bit of a buffer to absorb these higher interest rates and higher levels of inflation. But there's definitely pressure starting to emerge in the lower LSM levels, where inflation is just so much more part of you know, their disposable income basket.
Absolutely. It's energy, it's fuel, it's transport, it's food costs. Those consume a greater and greater proportion, of course, of their pay packets and or of the grants that they receive. What about the corporate and the business banking part of Nedbank? It's always been a strong part of Nedbank outside of retail. How is that holding up?
Yeah, so certainly from a credit point of view, you know, clients have done well as they've emerged out of the COVID crisis. They've clearly been some segments where that pressure has remained, and largely those are in the travel, tourism, airline space. But hopefully, you know, now with all lockdowns effectively gone, that will begin to ease. And broadly, what we saw was rather limited loan growth in the wholesale side of our business for most of the first half of the year. You know, large corporate customers generally, you know, cash flush, particularly on the mining side and paying down debts. But we did see a slight uptick in corporate loan growth towards the end of the second quarter. And in particular, around infrastructure, and here I think of energy and water, you know, we have very strong pipelines, which we hope we'll be able to convert into the second half of the year.
I mean, the electricity opportunity, I guess, is absolutely huge. Renewables and renewable energy has got to be a huge opportunity in this particular segment.
That's right. You know, we certainly see that as a multi-year growth opportunity for our clients and therefore ourselves. And, you know, the majority of our large corporate customers, particularly on the mining side, are right now all at some level of working through some form of embedded generation project. Those take time, but we would certainly expect to see a material pickup in both electricity supply, which is hugely important for South Africa, and loan growth as a consequence of that.
Deal making in the investment banking world, there doesn't seem to have been too much of that sort of activity.
No, deal making has been slow. And I guess, you know, a lot of that, given the volatility that we've seen in equity markets generally, and, you know, that generally scares off deal makers because, you know, if you're a buyer, you can wait another day. And maybe you can pick up those assets cheaper. But certainly there are a large number of South African assets that are trading at relatively low multiples. So I would expect at some stage, you know, interest in that to pick up.
Yeah, we hope so. I mean, and also there have been a couple of corporate failures, particularly in the airline industry. Have you found your wings clipped in that particular sphere?
Yeah, absolutely. We had exposure to Comair. We've been bankers to them for 20-odd years, and you know, clearly that cost us a bit of money in the first half of this year.
Mike, I'm just going to give you a moment. Sorry, I can hear that your voice is taking a bit of strain. Let's give you just a moment to put you on hold. A bit of a dignity pause, I think. I can just hear that. It's a change of season thing, and you can just get a sense that somebody's losing their voice. Sorry, let's get back to Comair. We don't want you to crash and burn as well, Mike. I mean, that's not. I mean, it's a bad taste joke, I suppose. But I mean, it's a great tragedy for the airline industry, great tragedy for the travelling public, and of course, as bankers to Comair, a big knock as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, you're quite right. I'm coughing and splashing a little bit. So that certainly cost us a bit of money in the first half. I mean, fortunately, the majority of that we've already provided for in prior periods, and a large portion of our exposure was, in fact, guaranteed by another foreign bank. But, you know, clearly things like the unflown ticket liability on their acquiring devices. All of those things we'd have picked up in the first half of the year. So I think a real tragedy for our country that a business, if I'm correct, it's been around since the 1940s, we've been bankers to them since the 1980s, was unable to survive, you know, those various levels of lockdown plus dramatic increases in fuel costs.
You'll be part of a process, though, will you not, through the liquidation process to find a buyer? I mean, is there much interest, any interest at all?
Yeah, absolutely. So we will be, and there is material interest in the remaining planes, you know, given the shortage of domestic, you know, flights that are available at the moment and the extraordinary prices that you have to pay to fly from Durban, I mean, from Johannesburg to Cape Town, which I'm sure you do from time to time, Bruce.
Once or twice, Mike. Are you growing market share? I mean, one gets the sense that Nedbank is in a fairly good space, particularly in the retail banking sector, which has become more fiercely competitive than ever. I get a sense that perhaps there is a bit of market share growth coming through there.
Yeah, mixed. You know, I think we've probably picked up a little bit of share in what we would call main bank clients. That's quite hard to measure. You know, you need annual surveys for all of that stuff. We picked up a little bit of share in retail transactional deposits in the first 6 months of this year and a little bit of share in overdrafts. But when I say, you know, give and take, we lost a little bit of share in vehicle finance and home loans. So, yeah, a mixed outcome across the market share basket.
And then I suppose the biggest growth coming through in terms of Capitec, I mean, they are the big gorilla in South Africa, particularly in terms of retail banking. They've got the recipe right for an awfully long time. The wheels did come off last week, and we'll chat to Wendy Noller about how and why that happened. But I look at the digital-only banks. I mean, Discovery recently telling us they hit 1 million customers. The likes of Tyme Bank, for example, also serving a different market segment. How worried are you about the upstart banks that are coming in and essentially with much lower cost bases, stealing your lunch?
Yeah, so we certainly, you know, always extremely concerned about competitors. But, you know, the response to that really from Nedbank has been over a number of years now to invest very strongly in our own digital architecture and footprint. We've invested, you know, just around about 10 billion rand over the last 5 years, a complete refresh of our tech stack. We 90-odd percent done right now. And off the back of that, we've seen very, very strong growth in anything to do with digital. For example, you can see our app transaction values were up 35% in the first 6 months of this year. They're up over 200% since 2019. You know, our active users on our money app now just over 1.7 million. We've rolled out Avo. We've got more than 1.5 million users on Avo in the last 2 years or so. So, you know, we're aiming to push back very strongly in that digital fight.
Mike Brown, Chief Executive at Nedbank. Thank you very much indeed. 6 month results out today. Profits up 27%. Dividend back to the levels it was at before COVID.